Now, it's interesting at this point to raise a comparative and contextual point in comparing Britain with 19th century France. Throughout the 19th century, homosexuality, male homosexuality in France, was not criminal, as long as it was between consenting adult males. And this is because of the Code Napoleon, wiping away all the legislation from the Ancien Régime after the Revolution. And also, it was argued that because sex between consenting adult males was an act of contract, it was a consenting act, it couldn't logically be criminal. Now, this doesn't mean that there wasn't huge social opprobrium against male homosexuality in the period, but there was a basic legal tolerance of male homosexuality. What is intriguing about France is that individual cities such as Paris, particularly after 1848, criminalised male prostitution and also acts of gross indecency within the walls of the city of Paris. And really, a lot of our knowledge and sexological knowledge from 19th century France, for instance, emanates from those local ordinances criminalising male prostitution and acts of gross indecency. But men who wanted to live together and have a sexual relationship did have a basic legal tolerance in France. And indeed, France and Italy, which adopted the Code Napoleon after 1889 in the new Italian state, became the locus of exile for many British men who were under threat of exposure or prosecution.